South Sudan was supposed to hold election last year towards the end of the transition, but the country's transition period was extended to September 22, 2024. Taban Oliver, a member of the group known as Other Political Party, says his party is waiting to participate in the election despite the fast approaching time for the December election.
You cannot get a leader without having a convention. We'll also have our convention, and in our convention we'll get our leaders, and then from there we'll also have other members who will be representing community in the state and in the National Legislative Assembly. Yeah, but because we still see the environment is not safe, that's why you see most of the political leaders, they have not come up with their leaders who is going to contest with Safakir. The time may not be enough for the community or people of South Sudan to make a right decision. And that will be the challenge when it is decided.
Kokol Michael, spokesperson for South Sudan People Liberation Movement in opposition in Eastern Equatorial State, says South Sudan needs a constitution before holding a national election. Nevertheless, he says his party is prepared to participate in elections.
All of us are going to contest, including me. Even me, I'm ready to go and contest with some opponents who are coming from other parties. But the condition is that we just need this thing to be finished. I will declare myself and start even contesting or start going for campaign. All of us are ready. Even those who will be going for presidency will be seen that day. Even at the stadium, you will see others are going for governorship. We have candidates available for all the positions up to the local level. We are very ready, 100%. Just only these prerequisites which need to be done.
Musa Albino Oyani from the South Sudan Opposition Alliance also confirmed the readiness of the umbrella group to participate in the December elections.
In the agreement, there should be 6 months for preparation before election is conducted, but now it's only 3 months to election. So there may be something that we don't know, because if there was election, the change will show in the government so that people will see and know what to do. We didn't get any update from the national to know whether there is elections or not. But if they say, prepare yourself, for example, the Vice President Hassan Abdul Wahi will stand, or Lama Kol will stand, or Gabriel Samson, or Dinar Sankuru, or Josephine Lagu will stand for SOWA, we don't have a problem.
We don't have any problem.
The South Sudan People Liberation Movement, loyal to President Salva Kiir, have openly endorsed him as the party flag bearer. Peter Mayen Majondit of the People's Liberal Party also declared his candidacy for the country's top seat. The election has been postponed several times after the 2013 conflict in South Sudan. In 2011, the South Sudan Parliament voted to extend the presidential and parliamentary term until 9th July 2018. It was later postponed again to 2021. A transitional period of 3 years was agreed to by the signatories, followed by an election that was to be held in 2023. But the transitional government of National Unity agreed instead to move the election to December 22, 2024. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa, reporting from Eastern Equatorial State Capital, Torit.